Stuck in traffic and need to vent? Dial the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Good Saturday morning. It is 12:02 on the Fan. Pete Hoffman with you till 5 a.m. when Richard Neer takes over. 888-808-1019. You can always hit me up at Hoff WFAN on all social media. And the New York Mets are special. The New York Mets are a team of destiny. And every game they remind you of how amazing this ride is. And you have to jump on board. You should have been jumping on board already. But last night's walk-off win proves that this team is different. And in baseball, all you need to do is get in the game, get in the dance, and great things can happen. And the Mets are tied in that wild card right now with the Braves, and they're a game and a half behind the Diamondbacks, who lost again. So this playoff race is going to be crazy. It's going to be fun. This is the best. This is the most enjoyable Mets season I've had. I got to be honest. If you go through the decades of Mets seasons, yeah, you know, maybe the mid-2000s or early-2000s, but in recent years, even 2015, I wasn't even on as high on the Mets as I am right now. This season has been special. Through everything, go through all of what the Mets have gone through. And now you see you have a great core that people diminished for a long time, core being Lindor. Mark Vientos has jumped into that conversation. Mark Vientos with a walk-off home run, his second of the game, no doubter, but what made it special was how that at-bat was. It wasn't first pitch swinging fastball, hits it over, guy hangs a slider. No, he battled. He battled, and then sends it to the seats. This Mets team is good, if not great at the moment. And we have to, and it's not about being right, because I've said this from the get-go. I said this beginning of the season. I thought they were going to be an 86-win team, and then they'd make the playoffs. And I've never wavered, even when they were down 11 games under 500. I never wavered because I knew this team was good. They had too much talent. And I trust in David Stearns. Like, I actually believe he knows what he's doing, which is why you have a pitching staff who is as talented as they are, where you have a guy in Sean Manaea who they looked at last year and said, this guy has something. Let's bring him in. And he's going to be a difference maker with the Mets. And he has been. 7 of his last 11 games, he's gone 7 innings. I mean, or reached the 7th inning. I mean, come on. We cross our fingers for a pitcher to go 5 innings sometimes. He's going to the 7th inning every game now. But this, it's the point is, it's more, it's for the Mets fans, enjoy this. It's not about being selfish and saying, oh, I told you, get on the bandwagon. I told you. No. Enjoy it. When do the Mets ever have something special happen to them? It's always the other way around. It's always in 07 and 08 collapse. 06, Beltran looking at strike 3. That could have sent them to the World Series. We've had so many moments as a fan base in Queens, and you have to enjoy this. You can't be, I've already heard the negativity. I've heard the, yeah, but what does it really mean? They're still tied. They're still going to play the Phillies. They're still going to play the Braves. Yes, they got a tough schedule. I understand that. But guess what? Every game is tough from here on out. Because not only are you going to have to play the Braves and the Phillies and the Brewers, but you're going to play teams that are out of the playoffs and they want to be spoilers. That happens every year. So it's not going to be a cakewalk. We're not going to play a Cincinnati Reds team that's just rolling over and dying. No, they came back twice. But that's the resiliency of the Mets. They're up 2-0. De La Cruz hits a bomb off of Sean Manai. Mets get the lead again. 4-2. And then Manai again gives up another home run. Tied up at 4. And the Mets still find a way to win. They are resilient. There is never a lead by the opposition, or even if it's a tie game now, that I feel uncomfortable watching the team. I feel like, all right, who is it today? Is it Jose Iglesias? Who, he had another big hit again? Is it going to be Vientos? Is it going to be Lindor, who's, by the way, 34-game on-base streak with the Mets? I think it's a 16-game hitting streak as well. I mean, you can't get the guy out. This and the bullpen, Edwin Diaz coming in, striking out all three batters he faced. We've seen the ups and downs of this season. We've seen them lose terrible games. Last week, we watched Edwin Diaz blow two games in gut-wrenching fashion, giving up game-winning home runs, game-winning walk-off home runs to the Padres, to the Diamondbacks. Two teams, they need to win the game. Jackson Merrill, Corbin Carroll, both walk-off home runs. And guess what? He's been back and better since then. They fixed the glitch. They fixed the quirk. They actually found out it wasn't a mental thing. It was a technical thing. And they fixed it. And that just shows how good this organization is. That they can actually make the changes in season. Like Luis Severino, for example, who's had a hell of a season. I know he's not going to win a Cy Young Award, but still another great signing by David Stearns. But think about last year, the Yankees couldn't figure out he was tipping pitches. Couldn't figure it out all season long. Why is he so bad? How is he so terrible? What is going on? Well, he's tipping pitches. Oh, okay. Well, you got to fix it. And the Mets do. Every time you think that they are done or out of it or have a bad loss, they right the ship immediately. And that's why this is a special season. You have to enjoy it. We've seen this on the other end. We've seen this as the team that, the Braves are coming. They're going to steal a division from us in 2022. Mets are in first place the entire time, except for what? The most important time of the season. The end of it. But it's opposite world. We're upside down. Okay? We're in an upside down world. The Mets are the team that is making the run. And this run doesn't seem endless. This run, the destination seems World Series. 888-808-1019, 888-808-1019. Pete Alvin with you on the Fan. We're going to get into a lot of football. We're going to get into, obviously the Giants, Sunday, 1 o'clock, MetLife, cannot wait. Jets don't play till Monday, but we still got a lot of Jet conversation as well, as we'll do picks at 420. We got a lot going on. And then if you saw the Jordan Love stuff, we'll hopefully get an update at some point in time today. This morning, as the end of the game with little time left, he goes down and he had to be walked off. And who knows how bad of an injury that is. And the field in Brazil was garbage. 888-808-1019. But let's get these phone calls. Charlie is in Bethpage leading us off. What's up, Charlie?
hot what's going on. They're on a nice run. They are coming through. I mean, you could even put Vientos in the MVP talk. I mean, the guy's been incredible. He's played a great third base. It's just an incredible run there.
Charlie, you want to know something? I was on with SMY, with Dexter Henry for one of his shows that he has during the midway point of the season with the All-Star break. And I said to him, he asked me, who was the MVP of the Mets for the first half? And I said Mark Vientos. And I said it because ever since he became the everyday third baseman, the team has fully improved. Now, the lack of Brett Beatty, maybe that was it, the fact that they were forcing Brett Beatty at third base. But Mark Vientos is an addition. Like, his glove is getting better, his arm is getting better, and my goodness, like, his bat is so impressive. We talk about guys who are struggling, like, this year it's like, oh, the OPS, for example, which everyone loves to talk about, OPS. OPS, the average is somewhere like around, like, you know, low 700s. He's been close to 900 almost all season long. I mean, he hasn't wavered at all. His batting average is over 280 or close to it. He's got, what, 24 home runs, 25 home runs now? I mean, the guy's a beast.
He's a beast, and he's playing a great glove. And then Lindor, you can't say enough about Lindor. And we're doing it with guys who aren't doing nothing. I mean, Alvarez and Bader out. Bader in center field is like, my God, what is he, 2 for 43? I mean, yeah. My God, he's not the ball.
And Charlotte, thank you so much for the phone call. And you're not wrong about Bader, but the one thing that Bader does, and this is what Bader's he was best known for his defense. Like, you look at his Cardinal days, even the short brief time that he had with the Yankees. Like, that's what he's known for, is his amazing defense. So the back that brought him in has here as a fourth outfielder, and he's turned into, at least the first half of the season, he turned into one of the better offensive players on the team. Yeah. You know, it's disappointing he's not hot anymore, but his glove is still what's really most important. That's what David Stern, that's what he wanted to do. He wanted to build a defensively minded team, and guess what? He's done so. With Lindor at shortstop, with Jose Iglesias playing a lot at second base or third base when need to fill in for Mark Vientos, with Harrison Bader basically shutting down that center field. I mean, dude, the guy plays a shallow center field, but he is everywhere. And I got to tell you something, Pete Alonso gets a lot of crap for his defensive skills at first base, but he's better, above average, at first base defensively. And Francisco Alvarez, I think I talked about it last week, about how he steals pitches as a catcher. The defense is not the concern. You just need everything else to click. And the bats, when they come alive, because, listen, they won last night, but it wasn't like they were alive the whole time. Yeah, they had 8 hits at one point in time, or I forget how many they finished with. Maybe it was 9 or 10. Maybe they finished with 9 hits. But whatever it was, like, they had it all in the first inning, or once they pulled out their middle relief guy who went 4 or 5 innings. That's when the Mets hit, and it was off of the run reliever who basically gave up, you know, the Pete Alonso double, which was you know, a good. He got lucky on that. The right fielder couldn't hold on to the ball, but it was just, listen. The Mets are clicking at so many different levels, but now it's been surrounded by the good defense, which allows them to not be always on with the offense. Not to always be on with the pitchers. As long as the pitchers are keeping the ball in the ballpark, Mets have a great chance to win. 888-808-1019. Tony is in Lodi. What's up, Tony?
Hoff, I have to be one of the dumbest people to ever call in about Lindor. I mean, I smoked that guy. He is everything. His energy is infectious. He's all over the field. I mean, he looks like he's in his younger years playing shortstop. He's all over the place. He's been lights out in that leadoff spot. So that was on me, man. I'm totally wrong about Lindor. Vientos is a rock star. I could go on and on about these players, but Haas, the guy I want to point to is the manager, Mendoza, because I was also wrong about him. Mm. I didn't love the hire. The Yankees should have did Spoon and hired Mendoza, because this guy, there's something about him. He has that edge to him, but he's also the player's manager. I mean, such an upgrade over Buck. I was never a big Buck guy, but Mendoza, just, he's got the pulse of this team. He's awesome, man. He's made a couple of questionable bullpen decisions, but he's learning and he's growing. He's the perfect fit for us. This team is so likable. I'm so jacked up, bro.
Well, listen, Tony, I appreciate it, man. Thanks so much for the phone call. Listen, Tony, I will tell you this. He used to bash Lindor all the time. There's no one in their right mind that can bash Lindor right now. I mean, the guy, if the Mets make the World, not the World Series, if the Mets make the playoffs, you have to consider Francisco Lindor to be at least the runner-up MVP, if not the MVP of the National League. I don't care what you want to tell me about Ohtani, how he's a unbelievable hitter. Yes, he's a hitter. And, you know, next year when he pitches, then he could win the MVP. But this year, it's Francisco Lindor. He has been so special. And you're right, his tone is, not saying his tone has completely changed, because Francisco Lindor has always smiled, has always been that guy who was a little bit more perky than some other people. And that's what rubs some people the wrong way. He's smiling and the team is 75 wins on the season. How are you smiling? Well, you know, the guy's playing baseball. He's enjoying himself. And let's put it that, let me say something. It's not like he's sitting there and Francisco Lindor isn't hustling, isn't trying, is taking plays off, is taking games off. He shows up every single day, goes out there and plays. He, if his wife's having a kid, he finds a way into the lineup. He never takes himself out, even when they force him or try to force him to. Okay? Francisco Lindor plays every single day. And he has a smile on his face. And you never see him put his head down and just gingerly walk to first. Or, you know, put his head down and like he is what you want to be a leader of your team. And he's doing it. And now when you want to talk about Mark Vientos, yeah, he's a rock star. He's someone, I got to be honest with you, I was nervous. Maybe it's because of how he was played last year with Buck, and Buck never really gave him an opportunity. I wanted to see these prospects. I still thought that Ronnie Mauricio was going to be, and hopefully will be, the best of all the prospects. I mean, just imagine this. Alvarez, Vientos, Mauricio gets called up, and he's going to be amazing. And then all these other prospects they have. The team is being built amazingly right now. I'm excited about it. But I didn't think Vientos was going to be that good. A lot of it was because of the inconsistency that they, the way they used him last year. I mean, when he was up, it was like he got hot, and then they'd sit him for a couple games. And then they'd play him. Oh, he didn't hit. Sit him again. That's a problem. That was a problem. And that was Buck's problem. Buck didn't want to play Mark Vientos, or somebody upstairs didn't want to play Mark Vientos, because, again, Buck said that it wasn't all on him. A lot of the lineups came from other places. That being said, whether it's Mendy, whether it's the different scout, whether it's the different analytical staff that David Stearns has hired, it is working out, and they are using Mark Vientos, and it is working out.